This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The following are high school basketball scores from last night, March the 17th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. Last night, there weren't any boys' games, and for the girls' teams, Morenci defeated Kingston 42-25, and Pawama Westphalia had 55 points, overcoming Cass City with 33. And with Kingston and Cass City's defeat, they were the last two girls' teams in the WLEW listening area. And there are also no more boys' teams still playing into the season for our listening area as well. For more sports scores and stories, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. The Lakers School District's Board of Education reviewed the Huron County Intermediate School District's proposed budget for the upcoming year, presented by Superintendent Joe Candela. Each year, the ISD must present its proposed budget to the schools in the district to review and discuss the requirements of the school code and current legislation, noting that the budget must be adopted by resolution or it is not approved. The proposed ISD budget was included in the board's packet before the meeting, and they did approve the budget. During their meeting on Monday, the board also approved the proposed 2026 through 2027 countywide calendar that followed the schedule of starting in late August and operating through early June. It was noted that the calendar did have a few days built in for professional development, as well as a few long weekends for the students. The board also recognized parent-teacher organization president Krista Kamal for all of the extra work she does in doing special events in order to keep students and parents engaged and supported. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Worth Township Board of Trustees, as well as some concerned citizens, have requested that Clerk Jennifer Marshall and Treasurer Jennifer Woodruff both resign. Their resignations are being sought regarding their alleged gross negligence in not properly performing their respective duties that resulted in the township facing penalties and interest by the state totaling over $90,000. Marshall reportedly gave a written notice of her resignation, which coincided with the Sanilac County Election Commission convening to review and approve recall language against her and Woodruff. The board will meet at 6:30 p.m. on today, Wednesday, March the 18th. If the clerk and treasurer are no longer members of the board, then the remaining board members can make appointments in order to fill those positions. However, that action has to be taken within 45 days after they no longer hold those offices, according to the Michigan Township Association. And another news for today. Several construction projects will be occurring in the coming weeks in the city of Lapeer. The plan is to convert Park Street to a two-way street, as well as rebuild Pine Street from Nepissing Street to Park Street, rebuild Pine Street from Nepissing Street, and as well as the parking lot that is owned by the city between Park Street from Court Street to Mason Street. While that work is being done, Mason Street from Nepissing Street to Park Street will also be reconfigured. The estimated cost of the work is $4.8 million. The city plans to bond about $3.4 million, have a cost of a 3% rate over 15 years. The remainder of the cost will be covered by the city. The city has been working with Rose Services on that project, as well as some other improvement projects around the city. You're listening to WLAW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.